the Wayne sick, Sister Honey sick, of course, Brother Curtis and Sister Doris. Most of y'all know that his brother passed away, and they went to West Texas for his funeral service, and they made it home, but traveling, I think, late last night and all that. So I want y'all to pray for him, because the last time he went, got down real low, was right after they traveled a bunch. So pray that God will help him. And of course, Sister Jennifer's gone tonight, and others are missing. So, but we're here, and God is with us. Amen. Praise God. And I know that God is good. So good to be able to preach from my Bible tonight. I have a little Bible that I'll take with me and travel and different things. And so when I walked in that church and had to preach, I literally preached from a Bible that's about this big. I've got a whole Bible and I can carry it in my pocket. And I had no notes or nothing. And I was looking, Bethany said, "Man, you look like you're blind reading that Bible up there." And so I was right down on it and reading it. It was so bad, the pastor told me, he said, "I've got a bigger Bible if you'd like to borrow it." But we made it through and preached last week and enjoyed it. Made some good friends there at that church. And thank God that he's got people all over, everywhere. Amen. You'll get to thinking you're the only one. But you know, God's got people everywhere. He told Elijah, he said, "I have got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal." Now, 7,000 is a big number when you compare it to one. He thought he was the only one. But I mean, you take 7,000. That's a lot of people at that time now 7,000 is not a lot when you take the millions that was in Israel at that time. It was really a shame in one sense, because there was millions of people in Israel. There should have been more than 7,000. But when you take one person and add 7,000, that's a lot. And we get the feeling, and I know. That everybody ain't living for God. I know that. Together, we would be amazed at the children of God that he has. And I thank God for meeting. I'm so glad to have Brother Doyle and Sister Dorothy back with us tonight. God bless y'all for being here. And everybody else in the house of the Lord. I have enjoyed the service so far, haven't you? Amen. Enjoyed it. Thank God. The children singing that song, I'm telling you, that touched my heart. Because it is through it all. Hallelujah. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Let's go to the book of John tonight. John chapter number 1. John chapter 1 and verse number 43. And we'll read down through verse 51. The Bible says the day following of John chapter 1 verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip saith unto him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael saith unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these." And he saith unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the heaven opened. Ye shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight. Thank you for the plan and purpose that you have for this service. I pray, God, that you help us to open our hearts and receive from you. Thank you for that amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Lord, for not casting away the vessel, but making it as you would please. Have your way, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, I praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, Nathanael said, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. I want to preach tonight on come and see. Just come and see for yourself, Nathanael. Nathanael was like a lot of human beings have always been and are. He was prejudiced. You mean out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can you talk about Nazareth? He said, Philip said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, and Nathanael, who had no guile in him. Jesus is the one that said this man didn't have nothing wrong with. Jesus is the one that gave him the record. Amen. Yet he still had one more hurdle to jump over. Amen. You mean out of Nazareth? You know, it's such a shame. Amen. That Jesus came to the earth and people rejected him because it wasn't the way they thought it was going to be. They said they had a meeting about him, and they said, never spake a man. They sent officers to get Jesus, and they said, why didn't you bring him? They said, never a man spake like this man. They said, are you one of them? Nicodemus said, even our law doesn't judge a man before it hear him. And they said, search and see, there's never a prophet come out of Galilee. You see, we get stuck in a rut, and we think it's got to be our way. And we think it's got to be our preacher. And we think it's got to be our song. And we think it's got to be exactly what we always thought it was going to be. But Jesus came in a time and in a way. He was born in a manger. Amen. They didn't never dream that he was the Son of God when he came in there. Amen. And he came and was the friend of sinners and was the friend of heathen people and accepted prostitutes. Amen. And loved tax collectors, which they hated. Amen. And this surely could not be the Son of God. Surely it couldn't be. And here's Nathanael running right in there. I want you to know, folks, it's inbred in the human race. Amen. Not to accept unless it's way we think it's going to be. Amen. God help us. This is not my message tonight. Amen. But here we got a prime case of prejudice. And I think about my brother as a missionary in Panama right now in 2017. He's a missionary in Panama. And I was talking to him. They've got, you know, everybody's probably heard of Brother Don Rich, and he'll go down there into Panama and preach. And then Brother Neil Bridges went down there and preached. Sister Gail Myers went down and preached and started churches in Panama. And I got to talking to my brother, and I got to finding out that there was different Indians down there. That there was what they called the Kuna Indians, and then what they call the Wyoming Indians. And they're what they call the Choco Indians, if I get this right. And I was talking to him. I said, you know, well, are they in different areas? He said, oh, no, they're right there in the same. I said, well, y'all probably fellowship either. He said, oh, no. He said, the Kuna Indians won't have nothing to do with the Choco Indians. I said, wait a minute now. You mean to tell me that y'all have camp meeting and they won't? He said, oh, no. He said, they won't darken the door of another of the other tribe's church. I said, man, come on now. You got to be kidding me. He said, oh, no. He said, if we're missionary to this Indian, he said, we're not accepted over here with this Indian. God help us. I said, God help us. We get to a place where we think it's got to be just a certain way, or it's got to be just a certain people, or it's got to be just a certain thing. I'm telling you, folks, we live in a day and hour. We've got to be careful and not let it get a hold of our heart. Amen. Because God accepts all men, no matter their race, no matter their color, no matter their social status, no matter how much money they have or how much money they don't have. You got to be careful about that. You'll treat people different because they got money. Or you'll treat people bad because they don't have it. Amen. But anyways, that's not my message. I want to preach on come and see. The Bible says, amen, that he said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? He said, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to come and see. Nathanael came and he said, oh, an Israelite in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, where do you know me? He said, before Philip called you, when you was under the fig tree, I saw you. I want to preach tonight, come and see that God has already saw you. Come and see that God has already saw what you're going through. Come and see that God already knows all about you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that he said, the Son of God. Amen. And the Bible said, Jesus said, you believe because I saw you under the fig tree, and I said that I saw you under the fig tree. He said, greater things than these. Amen. Thou shalt see greater things than these. So I want to preach tonight on come and see greater things than these. Amen. God wants to show us greater things. I believe that we could admit tonight that we saw great things in our life. Amen. But he's saying, come and see greater things. Hallelujah. And then last of all, he said, verily I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened. I'm going to preach last off. If I get this far, I'm just giving you a layout of what I want to talk to you about tonight. Amen. I want to preach last off on come and see heaven opened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That song that we just sang a while ago that Brother Chris sang said, blessed assurance, you know, Jesus is mine. We all know that song. This is my story. This is my song. You know, that second verse said, and I may have to open the book and get it right, but it said, blessed assurance. No, it don't say. It said, perfect delight, perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Say, what's the big deal about that? Fanny Crosby wrote that song. She was a blind girl. She never saw. Fanny Crosby was a blind woman, yet she was a saint of God and gave her heart to God and wrote, amen, hundreds if not thousands of songs. Amen. And she wrote that song, which is so beautiful, and she wrote many songs in our songbook. Wrote a bunch of songs, and you can, a lot of them old songs, amen, are several old songs that we sing Fanny Crosby wrote, and I don't know the list, but she wrote in that song and said, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Wait a minute, you're blind. Amen, wait a minute, you can't see. I'm preaching on come and see tonight. Amen, God can give us a vision, and God wants to give us visions. Amen, God has always given his people visions. Visions of the future. Amen. Visions of God and visions of the things of God. Visions in the Bible. I believe in it. Amen. I believe that God speaks to his people through, amen, visions or dreams and visions or however you want to put it. Amen. I know that every dream ain't from God. Hallelujah. But God can speak to us. Hallelujah. But let's go here. He said, amen, Nathanael, we have found whom we've been looking for. We found whom Moses and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Come and see that he already knows you. Now, I don't know. Jesus said, before Philip called you, thou wast under the fig tree. I saw thee. I don't know if this was the time in his life. Amen. Where Nathanael was sitting under the fig tree. Amen. And was having a hard time in his life. We have hard times. Maybe confusion in our life. Amen. But, you know, I do know that Bible scholars and commentators say. Have you ever seen a fig tree? A fig tree grows up, you know, in a lot of different ways. It'll have almost like a hundred different trees. And they said that those Israelite people would take their children, because a fig tree is kind of big. Our neighbor has a fig tree, and at the base it'll have like a center, and that those Israelite mothers would take their children and lay them in the center of the fig tree, like a cool place. As a baby, they would lay their babies in the fig tree. And so a lot of Bible scholars think that Jesus was telling Nathanael, when you was a baby in the fig tree, I saw you. I saw you when you was a baby. Probably all of us could agree that it's very possible that Jesus was talking about an in particular time that Nathanael was in the fig tree, and he knew, amen, that something, maybe he was confused and he was sitting there into that shade and Jesus saw him. But regardless of whatever it was, I know one thing for sure: Jesus saw him when he was a baby, and Jesus saw him when he was an adult, and Jesus saw him every time he was in the fig tree. And Jesus has saw us every step of the way, whether it be a trial or whether it be a test or whether it be a low time in our life. We get low, friends. We get confused. We get down. But Jesus saw us. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus saw us when we was a baby. Children, amen, the Lord saw you before you was ever born. When you was in your mama's belly, amen, God saw you, and he had a plan. He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, oh, hallelujah, he said, when you was in your mother's womb, I saw you. And he said, I called you and ordained you to be a prophet unto the nation. I want to tell you, children, God saw you when you was in your mother's womb. Amen. And he said, hallelujah, I got a plan for you. I got a purpose for your life. I've got a plan and I've got a call. You know, these children, we don't know where they're going to go or what they're going to do. We don't know if they'll be doctors. We don't know if they'll be, amen, you know, preachers or missionaries. We don't know. They may just be somebody, but I pray that God, amen, keeps them in the house of God. Amen. That they serve the Lord no matter what they do. That they serve God. I pray that my children serve the Lord. There's nothing greater, children, than to serve the Lord. Amen. The devil will offer you everything, but there's nothing greater than serving the Lord. Amen. I want you to know, God saw you when you was in the fig tree. God saw you before anybody knew what you was going to be. Whether you was going to have a high IQ, whether you was going to graduate with scholarships, amen, whether you was going to, amen, be smart in school, who you was going to marry, he already saw you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know, God knows everything about you. God knows everything about you. He knows how many hairs is on your head. Amen. He knows everything about you. He said, come and see. Amen. Come and see what? Come and see that God knows everything about you. You know, the Lord knows everything about you tonight. The Bible says, you know my downsettings and my uprisings. The Bible said, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Bible says, amen, in Timothy, that the Lord knoweth them that are his. Hallelujah. Praise God. He already knows. Y'all know that song? He knows my name. Every step that I take, every breath that I breathe, I don't know if that's in there or not. I may be trying to add to it, but he knows our name. Nathanael comes and he finds out first that God already knows him. Praise God. Hey, man, when we went to church last Sunday up there in Missouri, I didn't know those people. Those people didn't know me. Amen. But God, hallelujah, knows everything about us. God knows everything about us. Hallelujah. God knows us. I've been in other countries where people didn't know me. They didn't know what I was or what I had done or where I had been, but God knows who we are.
Amen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure in 2 Timothy 2:19. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise God. You can have 1 million people in the world, 7+ billion people in the world. Yet God knows us and he knows all about us. Amen. Thousands of people live in East Texas, but God knows us. Amen. The children of God all across the world, but God knows us. Amen. People are praying to God right now, yet he hears us. Here comes Nathaniel. Nathaniel, come and see that he already knows you. Let's move on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Did you know tonight that God knows you? Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody has a unique personality. Everybody has their own fingerprint. Everybody has their own DNA. Everybody has their own. But God knows everybody. Amen. Come and see that he already knows you, Nathaniel. Come and see that there's greater things. Hallelujah. God wants to do greater things. God will do greater things in our life. Say, God's been good to me. I remember when I was a kid, I was raised up in church, and I can truly say, this is my story, and this is my song. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. I thank God for being raised in the house of God. I thank God for a mom and daddy that knew how to pray. I thank God for a mama that knew how to shout and worship God. I thank God for that. Everybody ain't blessed with that. Amen. But I thank God for it. Hallelujah. And I thank God, amen, for what he's done in my life. But I remember when I was growing up, I'd hear people stand up and say, God's been better to me than anybody in the whole world. Has anybody ever heard anybody say that? When I was a kid, I would always say, how do they know? You don't know everybody in the world. What if there's somebody over, you know, across town that you don't know and God's been better to them? That's really what I think. Somebody else another time somewhere said, I really believe that God's been better to me than anybody else in the world. And I think, there's no way you know that. You don't know everybody in the world. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not very old, Sister Bobby, but I know what they were saying now. Hallelujah. Because there is no way that God could have been better to anybody else in the whole world than he's been to me. Amen. The times that he's picked me up, the times that he's turned me around, the times that he's delivered me, the times that he's helped me, I can truly say God has been better to me than anybody else I know. Hallelujah. I don't have a sad song to sing tonight. I don't have a sad story to tell. Amen. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible said, you believe because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, thou shalt see greater things than these. I want to tell you something. You might not want to believe it, but God's plan for you is greater than what you've ever seen. God has got greater things in store for you. Nathaniel, I know this is a great experience for you, but God has got greater things for you. And church, tonight you might could get this microphone and talk all night about the goodness of God. You might could testify of the goodness of God in your life. Amen. But I want to preach to you, God has greater things than these that he's going to show you. Nathaniel, I know you're amazed. Nathaniel, I know you can't believe it. Amen. I know, Nathaniel, that this is wonderful. But God has greater things than these. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greater things. God wants to do greater things. God wants to do greater things in your life, Nathaniel. Greater than what you've already seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come and see. Praise the Lord. Come and see greater things. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, Paul said, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. God's got things already prepared up for us. Amen. We've just got to get to that place where He can give it to us. He's already got blessings stored up. Amen. For us. We've just got to get there where He can give it to us. Hallelujah. I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God has got gifts already prepared to give us. That's why it's important to have the Spirit of God, because it's revealed unto us through the Spirit of God. The Bible even tells us we don't even know how to pray in ourselves, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Matter of fact, He said, you don't even know what to ask for, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession with us. Amen. For us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. The Spirit, hallelujah, we have not received the Spirit of the world. Amen. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. To us of God. God has got greater things for us. You might be struggling tonight. You might be undeserving tonight. We're so undeserving. We're so undeserving. But God doesn't look on who's deserves or not. He looks on who will take it. He had a great feast and a dinner prepared. They sent out invitations to everybody. I know y'all read the story. Sent out invitations to everybody. Hallelujah. And said, come. It's all ready. It's got it ready. Come. One of them said, oh, I can't come. Said, I bought a piece of ground and I can't come. Hallelujah. Another one said, oh no, I can't come. I bought this, I've done this, and I can't come. The servants came back. It's in the Bible. The servants came back and said, they won't come. The king said, look, I've prepared all of this, and those that are bidden won't come. He said, I'll tell you what to do. He said, go out into the highways and into the byways and compel them to come into my house. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Sometimes these pews are empty because God has given people chance. Amen. To come and fill them. But sister, you mark it down. Amen. If they don't fill them, God will fill them with people that are in the highways and in the byways. He'll fill them with the lame. He said, go out. And he said, get the lame. Amen. The maimed and the halt. Amen. And the blind and the withered. And he said, bring them into my house, that my house may be full. I want to tell you something, sister. Amen. Tonight, amen, God gives people opportunity. But the time will come, amen, that God will fill it up. Amen. And he'll do greater things. Amen. God will take somebody on the bottom and take them all the way to the top. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've saw it happen too many times. I'm talking about the scum of the earth. I'm talking about the lowdown. I'm talking about somebody who was too embarrassed to even get a mic, yet they'll become a leader in the church. Amen. How does it happen? Because God is going to do greater things. Woo! I'm going to tell you something, church. God's going to do greater things. I want to be a part of it. Hallelujah. I said, I want to be a part of it. Amen. They furnished the house with guests. Amen. The king come in, Sister Bobby. Amen. And the king saw that man without the wedding garment on. Amen. That's why you got to have your suitcase to you. You got to get prepared. Amen. You don't just come in. All the wedding garments was prepared. You know, in those days, the king or the father would have all these gowns that was prepared for the guest. Amen. And they would sit here and they would sit there. Amen. And the one who provided the meal or the wedding was the one who provided the garment. I want to tell you something. We don't have our own righteousness. Amen. He's already provided the righteousness. Amen. He's already laid it out. But you better get your garment out of the closet. Amen. Because he came in. Then the Bible said the king was angry. Why was he angry? Because everything was already prepared. I want to tell you something. Amen. If somebody goes to hell, they'll have to jump over 1,000 roadblocks to get there, because God has already made a way where we can go to heaven. Greater things. Hallelujah. Already prepared. The food was prepared. The garments was prepared. The house was prepared. God has it ready for us, church. Amen. And then last of all, come and see heaven open. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto thee hereafter, saying to you hereafter, ye shall see heaven opened. Glory to God. And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. That song that I mentioned a while ago that he sang, it said, visions of rapture, if I can remember the words, now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Hallelujah. Angels descending. Now I'm going to tell you something. God, amen, has ministering spirits all around. Hallelujah. Everybody has an angel. Everybody has a guardian angel. The Bible said even the children. Amen. The Bible said their angel beholds the face of the Father. That's what the Bible says. Amen. The Bible said, be careful how you offend one of these little children. Amen. Be careful. We get so careless in our ways. We get so stuck in what we want. Amen. We get so stuck. I'm going to be honest with y'all tonight, church. My wife knows I've been praying. There's things that I like. Amen. Some things I don't like. Amen. But I've been praying, God, don't let me lose touch with the next generation. God, don't let me lose touch with the next generation. God, don't let me become so stuck in my ways, amen, that I lose touch and become ineffective, amen, in places I go or things that I preach, Sister Janice, places I go, you know, if we're not effective, amen, if that branch stops bringing forth fruit in John chapter 15, what happens? The Bible said, amen, that the husbandman will cut it off, amen, and burn it. Oh, I remember working for this man in Idabel who had a muscadine orchard, and every year we would go out there. Amen. His name was Tom Bagwell. We'd go out there every year about January or February. Amen. When there was no leaves on that muscadine vine, Brother Dan, and we would cut those vines off. I'm talking about cut them off and pile them all up and burn them. Amen. And I remember one year, amen, we didn't do it. We worked for this man, and we didn't trim the muscadine vine. He had been sick or something. We didn't trim it. Amen. And I remember those big old clusters of muscadines. My mom would make that muscadine jelly, and we would eat those muscadines when we was out there working on his orchard or vineyard, whatever that was. I don't think it was a vineyard, but it's muscadines. And I'm almost done preaching. I'm talking about, amen, come and see tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we didn't do it. And there was hardly no muscadines. Now I'll never forget Amen. As a young man, Tom Bagwell saying, amen, the reason there's no muscadines this year is because there's just a bunch of leaves and a big show. Now I want to tell you something, church, when we turn it into a show, there ain't hardly no fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. But when we don't care so much about the show, amen, and we're not caring about the number, and we're not so concerned about who's here or who's not here, amen, but we're concerned about being in the house of God and letting God bring forth fruit in our life. I believe the fruit of the Spirit will be at abundance in our soul. Hallelujah. The Bible that says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Can anybody use a little love tonight? Amen. Get close and full of the Holy Ghost. Can anybody use a little joy tonight? Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen. Comes from getting closer to God. He said you're going to see greater things. He said, as a matter of fact, you're going to see the heavens opened. Glory to God. I've never seen the heavens opened. Hallelujah. I thank God that He showed me things. I thank the Lord that He showed me things. And God does want to show us things. He'll show us visions and things like that. I thank God that He showed me things to come. Amen. There have been times that the Lord showed me things and it came to pass. Not always. Amen. He doesn't always. Hallelujah. I've never had a vision of heaven. Never had a vision of the coming of the Lord. I know people in this church that's had visions of the coming of the Lord or dreams. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I've heard of preachers talking about seeing visions of heaven. Hallelujah. I've never seen it. But He said, Nathaniel, who was Bartholomew, His disciple, He said, hereafter you shall see heaven. I'm going to tell you something, church. I know we live in this world where there's green grass and hate, amen, and misery on every side. But there's still a heaven up above us. There's still streets of gold up above us. And it's real. Oh, it's real. And they sang that song this morning. Hallelujah. Heaven will be worth the journey when I get there. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something, sister. Amen. I told Sister Bethany this afternoon when they started singing that, something went down in my soul. I can't explain it. Something touched me in my heart. And I knew right then it didn't matter if I preached, shouted, ran, cried, or whatever. Amen. God was moving in my soul and ministering to me, Sister Betty. Amen. Heaven will be worth the journey when we see the old saints of God. Amen. Walking down the streets of gold. When we meet Sister Bass over there. Amen. Sister Betty's mama. Hallelujah. When we see the children that have went on to glory. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The streets of gold. Amen. Jeremiah walking the streets of gold. Hallelujah. Singing and shouting, praising God. Amen. I'm talking about. Amen. This life is so short and so small in comparison to eternity. There's a host of friends and family waiting over there. Amen. Waiting on us. And I can just see them leaning over the balcony right now saying, come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Pray on. Amen. Fight on. It's almost over. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, church. Amen. We shall see Jesus. Amen. We'll see our Savior and we'll see the King of Kings. Heaven's open. Thank you, Jesus. They're telling me about that sister up in Virginia. They didn't like to tell her things, you know. And I've seen that. My dad's family was that way. My grandma was widowed for 30-some years. And when somebody got sick or something, they didn't want to tell her because she'd worry, you know. Now, I remember as a kid, don't tell grandma that, you know, so-and-so's got cancer. Don't tell. Don't say it. They'd line us up and tell us. Don't. I don't know. There's opinions on that, whether they know or not, you know, whatever. But this lady up there, they said was laying in the hospital, getting close to crossing over. She had lived a long life, and said that her son-in-law, Jim, got killed in a car wreck. Said it was disaster to the family, but said there was no way. She's laying there on hospice. Sister Janice said there's no way. They said there was no way she could go. Said we all decided she's so close we're not even going to tell her. We're not even going to tell her that Jim died. Said it'll upset her right here at these last moments. Said they decided, said they come in there that morning. Her son-in-law had been killed in a car wreck. Said they come in there and said, she said, hey, said I want to know what Jim is doing over there. They said, who told her? Who told Mama? They said, I didn't tell. Nobody told her. She said, listen, nobody told me nothing. She said, but I saw Jim over on the other side. Hallelujah. I'm talking about looking over into heaven. Glory to God. In just a few, amen, short days later, they said she crossed on over. Amen. And joined the heavenly band singing and shouting. Amen. With the angel band. Glory to God. It'll be worth it, children. Amen. I've known of young people die and go to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. That's why we're on this earth. Amen. We're not here to gather up money or land or possessions or cars. Amen. We're here to make it to heaven. Amen. Somebody said eternity. How long is eternity? And they said if you was to take a little sparrow and fly to the East Coast and pick up one grain of sand and that little sparrow fly all the way across the United States and drop that grain of sand. And then turn around from the West Coast and fly back to the East Coast and pick up another one grain of sand and fly back across. Said, and that sparrow kept going from the east to the west all the way. Said, when that sparrow got all the sand from the East Coast to the West Coast, said, eternity will have just begun. Glory to God. We're going to shout the streets of gold. Amen. We're going to sit down with the saints of old. We're going to rejoice in the presence of God. Amen. We're going to eat of the tree of life. Amen. We're going to bask in the sunlight of His love. Be in the presence of God all the time. I know it's sorrowful down here. I know sometimes it's hard, children. I know sometimes things get rough. I know sometimes the trials get hard to bear. Amen. But hold on. Just a little longer, because heaven will be open soon. Amen. I said, hold on just a little longer, for heaven will be open soon. Amen. And who knows if God won't give you a vision of heaven while you're on earth. Hallelujah. Said the angels of God was ascending and descending. Glory to God. When we first got married and we was moved to Kilgore and started pastoring. Hey man, we was there in a trailer right on the highway, right there by the church. And people was knocking on the door all the time asking for money because we was right next to the church. Matter of fact, it got so out of hand. I was a young pastor, man, I'd give it to them. I said, promise me you'll come to church. Well, it'll be there Sunday, man. I'd dish it out. I'd say, here's you some gas. One time I went down there to Easy Mart. I finally stopped giving out cash because I was afraid they was buying drugs. I went down there to Easy Mart. The guy needed gas. See, I said, come on down here. I'll get you gas. He heard that I'd give out money. I got down there. His car held $2 in gas. It was already full. He didn't need no gas. He wanted some money for some alcohol or something. It got so bad that I went down to the police department. I said, look, you guys have got to help me. I said, there's people knocking on our door in the middle of the night scaring us. I'm talking about, we don't know what, I mean, they're just coming by. He said, a detective called me back. He got to talking to me about it. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I want you to get in the car with me. And he said, we're going to drive by your church until we see something out of place. And he said, and when we see something out of place, he said, they've got that church marked. And he said, because I mean, it's coming from everywhere. And so we drove by a few times, and that officer said, see that yellow cone? There was a safety cone setting out by the telephone pole by the road. He said, I believe that's it. I thought the electric company left it there. He said, let's take it up and see. We took that safety cone up, and people stopped coming by. So according to that detective, Amen. They had marked my church that I would give them money. They was coming there. Bethany would make them sandwiches. Amen. We was giving out. But anyways, amen, she got scared and afraid, and it was terrifying. I'd go to work. Now, I remember one night we was a-praying, asking God to help us. And we still pray this way. When we go to bed, we'll say, Lord, give your angels charge over us. Amen. Encamp this, come all around this house, and don't let no evil come near. Thank God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. One night my wife woke up, and she said, you want to tell about it? Hallelujah. You want to help me tonight? Thank you, Jesus.
I remember, you know, even as a child, I always struggled with fear and everything. And so I always had a lot of fear, and I would sleep in my parents' room. Even as a teenager, I was very fearful. And anyway, I was praying that night, and I woke up, and there was an angel over Brother Samuel. He was sleeping, and that angel was over, and it lifted up its head and it wiped its eyes, and I was so scared because obviously I saw a figure and I was just scared, but I knew it was an angel in my heart, and it was praying over top of Samuel, and I was what it was doing, and it jolted up and wiped its eyes, and I was so scared, and the Spirit of God spoke to me just as clear as everything, and he said, I'm here and I'm always here, and you never have to fear because I'm always praying over you, and I'm always here, and you don't have to fear. And from that day to this, I'm not saying I've never ever been scared or anything like that, but God took that spirit of fear from me and let me know that there was an angel. He let me see it one time. Now, I know those angels are there all the time, but he let me see it because he wanted me to know that he cared about me and that I did not need to fear or have a spirit of fear. And, I mean, my mom would always give me those scriptures about God hath not given us a spirit of fear, and I would recite those and I'd memorize all those scriptures when I was growing up. But when God showed me that angel, it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. And, I mean, he's went to Africa before, and I haven't been scared. I mean, he's went in jungles where people had guns behind him and all around him. And I've not had fear. And I've often asked myself, how did I get from there to here? But I know it was God. And I know that God lets us know that angels encamp around about us. And so many times we fear when we really don't have to because of the angels.
Amen. Let's gather in tonight. Amen. Thank you, Sister Bethany, for your help. Glory to God. Come and see is what I'm preaching on tonight. Come and see. Thank God. Come and see heavens opened. Come and see greater things. Glory to God. Come and see that he already knows all about us. Come and see that God has a greater plan. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to fear. God will take fear completely from you. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. Don't be afraid tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.